Can you hear? Good afternoon. I know it's late. I'll try and make this presentation a little interesting. What we have is around 40 minutes to do this. I'm going to take you through the history of data from my perspective to where we are today. And basically trying to answer the fundamental question, you know, are you ready for your analytics-driven enterprise? You know, given the whole history of data analytics, data warehousing over the last 3 decades, where I've walked through the entire life cycle of analytics throughout the world to where we are today. And I'll also show you a brief 3-minute demo of our product to showcase some of the concepts that I'm talking about here. Further to it, Saket will take on to deliver a real life use case scenario that has been built on top of our product specifically for CFOs. So NanoBee has been founded with the basic premise that you can have big insights from small data connected together. Now you may ask the fundamental question, we talk big data, but then why am I here talking about small data, right? So it will start getting clearer as we go along. So we formed in 2012, a team of 5 of us with decades of experience in building analytics. Down the stream, we were also the national winner in the Microsoft BizSpark Startup Challenge 2013. We were also in the NASSCOM League of 10 for the MH50 in 2013. We were in the iSpirit Intech 50 Most Innovative Products of India. In NASSCOM and Intech, we were one of the 2 startups to find a place in each other category. And we continue to grow our customer base, and our customers have delightful experiences from what we offer to them. So let's start from something very basic. You know, why is it so easy to find real-time weather reports today? You know, it's not that weather data was never collected. 25 years ago, 50 years ago, weather data was always collected. But why is it that weather report is so easy to basically look? Is it because just data is available? Data was always available right through. So if you really think back and understand, how is it that today in our mobile phones, today when we open up, wake up in the morning, we have a weather update for the day, we have the weather forecast for the next week, you are able to get access to the data very, very easily. Simply because data is available which can be used. You know, there's a big difference between data being available and data being available in a way that it can be used. So this is a fundamental difference that basically makes the availability of data all pervasive. And why is it that finance data can't be available like this? And just reflect back and think about, from a CFO's perspective, you know, there's a whole host of data that is available that can be shared down right down to the last guy in an organization. Why cannot it be made available? And it's basically a point to be reflecting about. And look at it from a perspective of the data itself. The data wants to make itself useful and important to somebody. The same piece of data has a different perspective for different people, like a revenue. If you look at revenue from a sales perspective, it just looks like revenue versus target. From a finance perspective, is looking at revenue versus expenses to see how profitable the organization is. So the context of the data itself changes when different people start looking at the same pieces of data. So today, if you look at it, much of the organizations that are there today, it's like you're driving into the fog without a map. And you have data, you have information, but are you really able to make decisions out of it? So that is where analytics comes through with a perspective of giving you the right kind of insights that can be derived from the right form in which the data has been put to use within an organization. Until a few years ago, I'm just talking not very long ago, maybe around 2-3 years ago, all that an organization used to be worried about was data from in an organization. And you were most worried about getting your ERP data in, your CRM data in, and budgetary data in, and any other data, HR data, transactional data, customer data, supplier data. I mean, all of these data were basically, you were trying to put all of these things together. And this is a statement that I make 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and even today, this last line still holds good. People are still struggling to actually put data together in a form and shape that can be really used across an organization. And things have not changed much, actually. I mean, there has been a huge evolution of technology. The data per se that is required for an organization has not changed much. But the ways and means that by which you can use and consume the data has changed dramatically. But still, people are still trying to struggle to put the data in the way that it needs to be used within an organization. And every time somebody feels that they made it, something falls apart. Many times when you feel that, yeah, now I had my data warehouse now in place, a new requirement comes in, and suddenly there's a big change process that is happening in the whole process. So suddenly you feel that, oh, all the investments that I've made, now I got to redo the whole thing all over again. So while business analytics has gone mainstream, there's still a lot of organizations that are still relying on traditional technology. Spreadsheets still are in the vogue. You can go to the largest enterprises in the world which have invested millions of dollars in data warehousing and analytics, still circulate spreadsheets. Right? It still remains to be one of the most predominant aspects of sharing information across, and that comes with its own problems of security, data sharing across, data can get across everywhere, large file sizes that have to be mailed across to everybody. Somebody can make a change into a formula, and nobody else can realize that a formula has actually been changed, and you can see downstream repercussions of many of this that is actually there. And added to this, many organizations still do not find the right analytical talent that can actually make it useful for them. So as we struggle to basically put enterprise data in, suddenly the world is exploded and you have data from all around that is there. Data is there all around you, not just from the enterprise, but around your entire ecosystem. And this data is both big as well as small. You know, the term big data is relevant only to the context of volume of data. It has no context to insights. The insights come from big data only when you eliminate the noise in the big data, because big data is susceptible to a lot of noise. And only when you try and understand the signals, that's basically what understanding can you glean from it, that becomes small data. And that is what you would actually use as part of your analytics. So many people get into the hype of big data that I want to get into big data, because lots of guys are getting into big data. And I want to talk about, yeah, I'm using one petabyte of data. But the point is, the noise level is so high that the abstract of that is still very small. And that is essentially what you have to basically concentrate on. So very much like a plane, when it actually starts to take off, a plane just can't rely on the data from the plane, right? How much fuel I got, how many passengers are there, am I given the green signal to go ahead, and is everything okay? It also has to rely on a huge amount of weather condition, traffic in the airport, the flight path that is provided to it, the weather condition and the landing airport. All of this basically determines how the plane is actually going to take off and how it's actually going to function. So very much in an organization today, more than ever before, because we live in such a connected world and the internet explosion has really started booming out, the data from across your ecosystem has a huge impact on the way that your business is actually functioning. And more that you try and use these kinds of data that actually comes into the play, then it becomes useful for you to have more insights into the way that your business is functioning and how is it functioning in the context of external ecosystem data that you're actually doing. And every data element that is there external to your organization has an impact to the organization, and that you will figure out by basically putting it all together. And today we are living in that exact world where the nexus of four things are coming in. It's called basically the cloud, the data, the mobility, and analytics all coming together in one place. Because of the cloud,
you know, analytics is actually reaching a different plane. You know, people are basically now capable of putting in vast volumes of data, share it across, have elastic capability to basically crunch numbers when they want, shut it down when they actually want. You can get data from different kinds of ecosystems directly onto the cloud right away. Mobility has its own inference. There's a lot of data that's come from mobile. There's a lot of data that needs to get pushed to the mobile. Basically trying and making the whole system of analytics also pervasive so that it's not just contained to a desktop, but it's also pervasive all across to where people are moving across. And analytics is basically bringing all of these things together. And so this basically nexus basically necessitates that you think about how you can radically change the way that you build and consume your analytics. And that's basically what we are making in. So after having built all these analytics and data warehouses for many years and seen the technology that's available today and how it's basically evolved, basically we worked on a new method by which you can actually start building and deploying analytics in a completely different way. But irrespective of the difference in approach, some of the basics are still the constant. To have analytics, first you need data. You need a business need for that data. You need a desired outcome. Why do you want to put this data together and do something with it? And then finally, a willingness to do this. This aspect of it has never changed over the last three decades. It's been the same. Even today, you require the same thing to start an analytics project. Even 20 years back, it was the same thing. This nothing has changed. And a recent study by IBM basically says that 82% of CFOs see value in integrating enterprise-wide data, and only 24% feel that their team is up to task. And believe me, go 10 years back, it's the same. 15 years you go back, it's the same. The percentages have neither improved nor worsened. It's almost the same. It's very much like nothing has happened in the world over the last two, three decades. And the average CFO basically relies on spreadsheet and intuition 66% of the time. And this again doesn't change over a large portion of the last few decades. And 44% of the highest performing CFOs combine internal and external data to produce insights. So there is a realization that more and more CFOs are now realizing that there is an external data to the organization and that you can start getting it into the context of analysis. So how this whole thing can be made very simple and in a very, very fast manner so that CFOs can really start getting good benefits from it. So looking beyond, CFOs are actually being seen as partners to the business. They're not just contained to the process of delivering financial report, delivering your profit and loss accounts, or delivering your audit statements. So they're not just responsible for that. They've looked at it more from the context of being a partner in the business. And so CFOs actually have to make a big jump from traditional analytics to innovative analytics. You know, so basically trying to bring and extend the aspect of a CFO functioning. So basically by bringing financial information and operational information together, you can bring external information such as macroeconomic data, events, social media sentiment, etc., into the context of analysis that you're actually looking at it. You can also look critical business questions with unprecedented ease, like for example, you know, what is my compliance to regulatory requirements? Can that be answered through analytics? Yes, you can answer it through analytics today. So many of this, you basically look at it, it's now trying to basically get CFOs to look at not just the data from their financial systems. You have to look at data from operational systems, data that comes from all around the ecosystem, be it structured or unstructured, and get them together. So like for example, does the CFO have to be bothered about the reputation risk of an organization? Of course, he has to be bothered about a reputation. Now, where is the reputation risk coming from? There's a lot of unstructured data that is basically floating around social media and a lot of websites that basically answers Q&A. So basically, to get a perspective of how people are perceiving a brand of the particular thing. Now, does that have an impact on the revenues? Of course it has. Is the CFO required to be knowledgeable about it. Yes, today's world it is required. Not just him, but the sales guy, the marketing person, everybody has to be there. So the CFO becomes part of an entire chain of a business partnership in an organization. So what we have today is a radically different way to build and consume your analytics. And that's what basically we bring from a technology and a product perspective to the enterprise. So what we have is a very simple way to build analytics, what we call as a Lego block assembly of small pieces of data knit together. So we are saying no to rigid monolithic enterprises. A large amount of time earlier was spent on building and designing these warehouses, and a large amount of time was spent on getting the data to be populated into these warehouses in the right manner. And that typically took a large amount of time. Many of the time that we have worked, we have worked 6 months to 9 months to basically get a data warehouse live up and running. And traditionally, people also start building small marts which are completely unconnected. So basically, saying no to fragmented islands of data as well. So what we're bringing is the capability is to basically bring small pieces of data together and connect them very much like a Lego block assembly. So you can basically look at every block of Lego as a piece of data that you're looking at. And as you start piecing them together, you start getting different pictures. And the knitting together is done through a technology that we have patented called a neural metadata technology that basically stitches the whole pieces of data together. What this allows you to do is start small, go live rapidly, change iteratively, and start keep adding as you go along. So this is the kind of a product concept that we basically have from a product perspective, where you have a number of small data pieces, which we call as nanomarts, which are basically added at one point of a point or another, depending on how much of data you want to get in. You can also bring a lot of external data in as nanomarts, again, into the database, into the architecture that we have. And as you start bringing in small pieces of data together, the technology actually knits them together so that you get one single view of the enterprise data seamlessly as part of the product platform that we have. So from a CFO's perspective, you can look at it like an assembly of Lego blocks. So you can look at it from first, you want to have more accurate financial reports faster. And two, you can want to control expenses, budgets, and manage profitability. So add another block on top of it where you want to get the budget piece of information in. And then you want to link it to operational data, get the operational data in. And then you want to assess risk, audit, and regulatory compliance. So you bring that piece of data on top of it. You want to understand the impact of external factors and events. Bring that piece of data on top of it. Then you want to extend it to predictive modeling to see, you know, how all of these pieces of data that I brought together can now be used to predict and forecast how my business is going to be over the next few time periods that you are interested in. So basically, you build your entire thing in small pieces of data. Small pieces take lesser time to implement, less complicated data infrastructure to pull in, less problems with data quality that you are needed to address at any particular point in time, and an extremely fast rate of deployment. Today, we have more than 40 customers across India and in the US. Our maximum time period to implement for anybody has been 2 weeks. And it's an astounding speed for anybody to deploy analytics for anybody in 2 weeks. And this is what we continue to do repeatedly. And we are now building a very rich partner network that's basically working with us to basically build a huge number of domain-specific analytic applications on top of our platform. And each of these get deployed at that same incredible speed that we are actually looking at. And that's the differentiator that basically we are bringing to the marketplace here. So we'll just switch over to a very brief demo of a product. So basically to bring some of the concepts that we talk about, how we bring small pieces of data together and how all of these small pieces of data interact with each other so that you get one seamless picture from a end user perspective. So the end user perspective is basically delivered on the browser, on the mobile, as an SMS, or on email. I mean, it just goes all across right through.
Thank you, Mahesh. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Vinod. I'm co-founder of NanoBee Analytics. So what I will do is just spend about 3-4 minutes in walking through the various aspects of what Mahesh talked about, bringing ability to just not about the data within the organization, but also external to the organization, and how each of it can bring in a bit better, deeper insight than if you were to traditionally look at it. I'm not going to spend too much of time on the traditional dashboards that we all see here in terms of if I want to look at my performance against budgets, all of that, which everyone can easily do. But let's start building up a story a little bit in detail. So let's say I want to build in some alerts into my system. So I want to say that I want to show what I want to say. Can you highlight to me number of times my cash sales has reduced over the last 6 months? I want to be highlighted in a particular function. So I could just say, okay, show it to me in a particular amber, red, amber, green option. Or if I want to say, what is if my inventory buildup is increasing over a period of time, just alert to me and send me an SMS saying that the inventory in this particular location is going up for the last 6 months and you need to be alerted. So just send an alert. So this is a simple use case where how a platform can just be provide that. The next is, let's say I also want to look at the ability to understand how my future is going to look like based on historically. So all we did is was just build a simple predictive model which a user has the capability to say what is my likely forecast sales or revenue going to, expenses going to be based on last 12 months of information that I have, be it on a daily level or monthly level. So if you look at this particular analytic, it tells you that you have data till December 2012, but the platform has simply predicted what the information, what the sales is going to be like for the next three months to be. Now, this is one simple use case. Now, let's understand the next set of complex requirement. I've just brought in another dashboard to explain some of the features. I'm looking at my trend of sales. I also want to understand why did this increase happen? Because the first question is, when you look at a trend chart, the first question is what caused this particular change in the increase in sales, or what caused a particular change in drop in sales? It could be as simple as a event that could have happened. It could be a planned shutdown which would have happened, or it could be a monetary policy or a economic policy that the government of India is announced. But that's an event that is not struck, that's not typically available in any of your sources. It's available in newspapers, it's available in websites. How do you bring that in? All we do is option of event calendar. So it could be as simple as an event which is based on holidays, or it could be based on financial stress events, or it could be RBI policy announcements. I want to see if there's any stress events in this particular period that caused the change in sales. All we do is just click on this. It tells me there was a stress event that happened, and what was that event? There was a plant shutdown that happened because of raw material shortage. This happened historically, right? Or if I want to see, is there any impact on the RBI policy announcements? So all I do is I just click on RBI announcements. It tells me there's various points in time that RBI announced various policies. So this policy about mid-quarter review seems to be favorable for me, whereas this one again has a good favorable increase for me. What did the RBI governor say? So you can now you'll be able to bring in a data which is completely unstructured into your analysis. The next is, we also have data information which is available outside of. For instance, if I'm looking at my revenue, you'd want to understand, is there any correlation between as simple as inflation or industrial production in the country or the GDP? Because everybody says my business is impacted by inflation, but that's a gut that you're running. But is this really happening? Or it could be as simple as weather data outside. Is my business getting impacted by weather? All one has to do is just click on curate. It brings you the flexibility of all the information that is publicly available into a simple drag and drop. So I want to see if there's any correlation between my revenue with inflation. All one has to do is just drag drop. So it immediately brings me a correlation as to what is the, if there's any correlation between this. Now you know what, if there's a correlation between these two factors, you can now plan your business accordingly. The other aspect is in terms of, I'll just shift to another dashboard. So here I want to understand, again going back to the increase in sales or decrease in sales, I want to understand what caused the change. So it's a simple ability called investigate. It enables a user to understand what caused a change across multiple factors. So I want to see what caused this increase in sales. I just click on this. What it does is it gives a 360 degree perspective of what caused the change. Which particular branch did well? Which particular product of mine did well? Which particular week had a good sales for me? which promotion campaigns did well for me. Now, here if you look at it, my sales increased because of a particular promotion was run in that particular month. But if I just scroll to the right, I also know out of the promotion that I ran, one promotion was not effective at all. Whereas the other promotions contributed to a large extent. Had this promotion also worked well, I could have had a much positive impact on my sales. Or which day of what which particular channel gave me what kind of increase in my sales, or which particular store or which particular utility gave me increase in sales, or which particular product category contributed to my maximum sales. Now, what this does is you're able to now attribute a increase or a decrease in any number to a factor that impacts your business, all happening through a simple click of a button. Now, all of this information could be varied sources from different places, but what we talked about earlier in terms of neural metadata brings in all of this in a seamless manner.
Each of these demonstrations, there is actually multiple products or systems in an organization that's actually
providing the data, and each of this lands up in different nanomarts. So on the front end, actually, you never see that you are actually interacting with so many different data sources. So we'll just hand it over to Saket to please come over and run you through his presentation on how we have used NanoBee Analytics on the risk compliance and regulatory compliance aspect for CFOs.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Saket Mehra, partner with BDO India. So essentially what I'm going to talk about is more with respect to as finance people, as CFOs, as director of finance, as auditors. So I'm an internal auditor by profession. What are the typical challenges, or say what are the typical expectations which are increasing day by day from multiple stakeholders? So what is that as CFOs, as director of finance, or maybe as finance professionals, we need to look at differently? With respect to internal controls and overall governance structure, and how data analytics, if properly used, can actually map well with the expectations which the various stakeholders have. Sorry. Just about us, BDO is a network of accounting firms. It's the world's fifth largest network of accounting firms, having presence in 148 countries across the globe, with 56,000 plus people across all the locations that we work out. Predominantly, these are the five service lines out of which we operate: audit and assurance. This is more of an attestation function. So the member firm for BDO in India is MZSK & Associates. Which provides attestation services. Then we have a stream for tax services, which is both indirect and indirect tax, and also cross-border transactions. Forensic and risk management is what I look after with respect to internal audits, internal controls, technology reviews, and also forensics. We also have a wing for corporate finance and transactions, which is more about mergers, acquisitions, due diligence, so on and so forth. And we also have an outfit which provides global outsourcing solutions around accounting, payroll, financial modeling to our global customers. So just to set the context right in terms of, as I talked about the various stakeholders and their expectations which are ever increasing, as finance professionals, what is required out of us is to really have a very robust risk management system, and we can't look at a risk management framework or a risk management system in isolation. It has to go hand in hand with the overall governance structure or overall governance framework which an organization has put in place. So there has to be a mechanism where at an appropriate point of time, we are identifying the risk, we are kind of prioritizing the risk, we are getting into some kind of a developing a mitigation plans for those risks. And it all boils down to the expectations, which is largely coming from the stakeholders with respect to how do I create the stakeholders value from all these practices which I built in an organization. More importantly, if I look at the key regulatory changes which have come in force by way of Companies Act 2013, which is also enforcing a lot of responsibilities, not only on the key managerial person in the organization, but also on the independent directors and the directors, and also the auditors per se, wherein they are required to kind of comment upon the adequacy of internal financial controls in an organization. And this is both at the design level and at the operating effectiveness level. So it is casting a lot of responsibility, a lot of work to be done with respect to giving the independent directors or maybe the board members that kind of an assurance that yes, we have the right internal controls framework in place, which in our view potentially cannot happen unless we have a very strong analytics framework supporting us to kind of go back to our boards and to the audit committee regarding the operating effectiveness of internal controls. We have seen in our experience in most of the audit committee meetings, the members or the board members have been straight away asking us as internal auditors that whether have you been able to identify any fraud, any fraudulent transactions while you did an internal audit of a particular review or of a particular area. Now it's too difficult to say yes or no because the objective of internal audit is not really to find frauds. But yes, if there were certain indicators or certain red flags which were there in the process while undertaking internal audit of a particular review, those certainly need to get highlighted. There are questions by the audit committee members with respect to how the sampling has been considered. You know, on what basis have you actually considered the entire population, or have you just restricted your samples to 30 samples? And trust me, all these things, I mean, all these questions cannot be answered unless there is a strong enough analytics model which is used for performing audits. So analytics to us, I mean, to me particularly, I think it's not something only to do with the auditors. It's equally important for the finance professionals like all of us to kind of inbuilt analytics into our day-to-day operations. And I'll talk about in the subsequent slides wherein the recently enacted control framework, which is COSO, which is generally most generally accepted framework, internal controls framework, also talks about aligning your internal audit framework or internal controls framework with the operational MIS or maybe the operational framework that you have. So to answer all the questions which emerge from the board members, from the audit committee members, so on and so forth, and also the way the internal audit as a profession has changed, there is a lot of tilt towards continuous auditing, which is more in terms of more spontaneous audit, which is more with respect to not only restricting ourselves only to a set of data or to a set of processes, but to
provide that. The next is, let's say, I also wanted to look at the ability to understand how my future is going to look like based on historical. So all we did is was just to build this simple predictive model which a user has the capability to say, what is my likely focus, sales or revenue going to be, expenses going to be based on last 12 months of information that I have, be it on a daily level or monthly level. So if you look at this particular analytic, it tells you that you have data till December 2012, but the platform has simply predicted what the information, what the sales is going to be like for the next three months to be. Now, this is one simple use case. Now let's understand the next set of complex requirement. I've just brought in another dashboard to explain some of the features. I'm looking at my trend of sales. I also want to understand, why did this increase happen? Because the first question is, when you look at a trend chart, the first question is, what caused this particular change in the increase in sales, or what caused a particular change in drop in sales? It could be as simple as a event that could have happened. It could be a planned shutdown which would have happened, or it could be a monetary policy or a economic policy that the government of India is announced. But that's an event that is not struck, that's not typically available in any of your sources. It's available in newspapers, it's available in websites. How do you bring that in? All we do is option of event calendar. So it could be as simple as an event which is based on holidays, or it could be based on financial stress events, or it could be RBI policy announcements. I want to see if there's any stress events in this particular period that caused the change in sales. All we do is just click on this. It tells me there was a stress event that happened. And what was that event? There was a plant shutdown that happened because of raw material shortage. This happened historically, right? Or if I want to see is there any impact on the RBI policy announcements? So all I do is I just click on RBI announcements. It tells me there's various points in time that RBI announced various policies. So this policy about mid-quarter review seems to be favorable for me, whereas this one again has a good favorable increase for me. What did the RBI governor say? So you can now you'll be able to bring in a data which is completely unstructured into your analysis. The next is we also have data information which is available outside of. For instance, if I'm looking at my revenue, you'd want to understand, is there any correlation between as simple as inflation or industrial production in the country or the GDP? Because everybody says my business is impacted by inflation, but that's a gut that you're running. But is this really happening? Or it could be as simple as weather data outside. Is my business getting impacted by weather? All one has to do is just click on curate. It brings you the flexibility of all the information that is publicly available into a simple drag and drop. So I want to see if there's any correlation between my revenue with inflation. All one has to do is just drag drop. So it immediately brings me a correlation as to what is the, if there's any correlation between this. Now you know what, if there's a correlation between these two factors, you can now plan your business accordingly. The other aspect is in terms of, I'll just shift to another dashboard. So here I want to understand, again going back to the increase in sales or decrease in sales. I want to understand what caused the change. So it's a simple ability called investigate. It enables a user to understand what caused a change across multiple factors. So I want to see what caused this increase in sales. I just click on this. What it does is it gives a 360 degree perspective of what caused the change. Which particular branch did well, which particular product of mine did well, which particular week had a good sales for me, which promotion campaigns did well for me. Now, here if you look at it, my sales increased because of a particular promotion was run in that particular month. But if I just scroll to the right, I also know out of the promotions that I ran, one promotion was not effective at all. Whereas the other promotions contributed to a large extent. Had this promotion also worked well, I could have had a much positive impact on my sales. Or which day of what which particular channel gave me what kind of increase in my sales, or which particular store or which particular utility gave me increase in sales, or which particular product category contributed to my maximum sales. Now, what this does is you're able to now attribute a increase or a decrease in any number to a factor that impacts your business, all happening through a simple click of a button. Now, all of this information could be varied sources from different places, but what we talked about earlier in terms of neural metadata brings in all of this in a seamless manner.
Each of these demonstrations, there is actually multiple products or systems in an organization that's actually
providing the data, and each of this lands up in different nanomarts. So on the front end, actually, you never see that you are actually interacting with so many different data sources. So we'll just hand it over to Saket to please come over and run you through his presentation on how we have used NanoBee Analytics on the risk compliance and regulatory compliance aspect for CFOs.